Are you feeling more fulfilled now that you're back to work?
On August 15th.
No. I need a vacation.
See the movie that critics are saying is an awesome.
Look at that.
Crowd pleasing. Fist pumping. All out brawl of a film.
You're right about that.
They're coming after our family. Go fix this.
Oh my.
Nobody 2. Rated R. Only in theaters August 15th.
On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late-night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go again.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Shadur Ameshaka takes a snap, whips it down the sideline.
There's been a lot of talk of Shadur Sanders. I can't wait to see what happens Friday night.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And it appears he's going to play most of the game.
It's caught. It's a touchdown.
The Rich Eisen Show.
What a massive opportunity.
Today's guests, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman, Emmy award-winning mentalist Oz Perlman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, baby, Oz the mentalist in hour number 3 of this program and 2 fun hours before it. I wouldn't move if I were you. And I hope you agree. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here to have a conversation with us on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel, live on Infinity Sports Network, live on SiriusXM Channel 375 and the Odyssey app. We're all excited to be here today. One of my favorites, Mike McDaniel, is first up here on the Rich Eisen Show, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. They just landed in Chicago to take on the Bears. On Sunday, they're having a couple of joint practices between now and then. That's the way we roll in the NFL these days, is joint practices between two teams, and then they go out and play a game against each other. And that's the way preseason football appears to be tackled by a lot of teams these days. Bruce Feldman will be in studio. So we got Feldman and a Perlman right here on the program. I feel like it's a bar mitzvah day for me. I just at some point, if you guys want to just lift me up on my chair, yep, we can do that.
I have actually done that to you before.
You have done that to me before.
At Cooper's Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, at Cooper's Bar Mitzvah. That's right.
You guys did, Rich.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun.
I don't think we're going to do the horror today, one never knows. 844-204-RICH is the number. Good to see you over there, Christopher. How are you, sir?
It's great to be seen. How are you, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see
you.
Good
morning, Rich.
And the man, again, who is still leading the league in calling roadside service and having trouble with his car, ladies and gentlemen, TJ Jefferson back on the program.
I don't even think that's funny at this point.
Guess what? Hopefully you do have a sense of humor, because we have an entire segment based on this subject matter later on, unbeknownst to you. Now I'm revealing it.
To anyone who knows me, my close friends, they know my entire life. If something can go wrong with a car, it would go wrong with mine. So this will be no shock to anyone that is friends with me.
Okay.
You always had the crap car luck.
So you're saying it's on brand?
Oh, very much so, Rich.
On star.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And by the way, when you do the chair thing, is that when you chant Haba Nagila?
One could. Okay. I don't know if you're chanting. I mean, that's one way to put it.
What else?
It's not like we're rooting for a first down.
You're chanting for life, right?
We're potentially rooting for a fresh set of downs in life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. Nagila. Spin that.
Okay.
Spin that way.
Look, I'm just trying to get educated on these things, fellas.
Well, I mean, I'm here for you.
Guys, we got to button up. Oz is here.
Yeah. And we know what happened last time, and I'm already starting to, you know, the heart rate's picking up a little bit. So
I got nowhere to walk away to either, Chris.
Yes, because you left the vicinity of the Rich Eisen show set at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, where you were not, Mike. So this is your first O's.
I'm a little
the mentalist.
I'm going to let you step in for me, Mike.
I'm scared.
But I think he might meet his match in your mentals. You know. I mean, and your chicken. So, again, TJ having his phone code guessed by O's, who then just kind of did the "Are you not entertained?" as he went back to his seat as TJ packed up and left.
I had to change my phone code.
No, you did. At what point did you change your phone code with that?
That
night?
No, I waited until I got home. Two days later.
Okay, very good.
But now it's six digits. I had to think of a combination.
Because it was four digits then. Now it's six now.
I had to, this was like a
change
half
your
an
whole
hour.
Life. Change your whole life.
Yeah, it takes me longer to get in now. Thanks, O's.
Okay.
Thanks, O's.
Wait, you don't use a Face ID?
Nah, I don't believe in that.
Why? There's only one of you.
I don't believe in it.
I don't believe in it.
I don't believe in Face ID.
That's why he doesn't go to Intuit Dome.
Right. That you don't go to Intuit Dome?
Nope. That's the only place I do have facial. It's taken over the world. It's bad for us.
Okay.
Facial recognition.
It's got car trouble, face trouble.
I'm a mess over here, people.
Preseason action tonight, gents.
And I'm a Cowboys fan,
too. Can't wait.
Preseason action tonight, gents.
Love it.
Yeah.
Three preseason games tonight.
Three.
And then every team's in action between now and Monday. Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go.
We got three teams tonight, three games tonight. You've got yourself the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Philadelphia Eagles are at home taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. You've got the Indianapolis Colts visiting the Baltimore Ravens. You can see that on NFL Network. It's 7 Eastern time. And then after that, Pete Carroll. His return to Seattle right off the bat. How about that?
Bang.
Vegas at Seahawks this evening on NFL Net. And you got to tune into that. Certainly if they play the Seahawks feed, Jeff Schaefer will be at the mic. Longtime Seahawk fan.
And
Larry David Sherpa for many of those years on Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jeff's in the booth. Oh, it's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's preseason action. The question is, who's playing, right?
Right.
Who's playing? Because these days, the first preseason game, for instance, the Browns aren't playing Flacco. They're not playing Pickett. They're not playing Dylan Gabriel. They got Tyler Huntley in the fold just a couple days ago to make sure Shador doesn't, I guess, play every snap of the game. That's the way the Browns are handling the quarterback spot. Some starters maybe, some starters maybe not. Most likely not. And some coaches are just already in game mode. Aaron Glenn, the New York Jets visit the Green Bay Packers. Let me get this game appropriately enough. The Jets visit the Packers. Oh, by the way, there's no Monday night game. There's two Sunday. The New York Jets are taking on the Packers, as I mentioned. That's a game on NFL Network. You can see it 8 o'clock Eastern on Saturday night, part of the triple header. Aaron Glenn, your thoughts on starters playing and what you can tell us.
We're playing. We're playing. I can't tell you how much the guy's going to play. You know, it's going to factor by how the game goes, but we're playing. Because I want to play. That's the reason.
It's important at this point for Justin and these guys.
I want our guys to play. That's the reason.
No nonsense.
I want to play. That's the reason. I love it.
Aaron Glenn's ready.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way he's taking his first steps as New York Jets head coach. About playing guys. I don't know if you're aware, he's playing them.
He's playing.
Don't know how much you're playing him. And they're like, how about Justin Fields? Because as you know, Fields is at a roller coaster week in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back from that toe injury that I thought was going to knock him out for the opener against the Steelers, but that is not the case. And Justin Fields back in NFC North territory, taking on the Packers. Once upon a time, the Jets made a famous trade with the Packers, as we all know. And that guy is now in Pittsburgh. And who's going to be in MetLife in week number one, taking on the Jets? This guy, Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about his playing in preseason week number one. He's at Jacksonville, and maybe they give him a little spin there or not.
He never plays in the preseason.
Well, that might change. Hit it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting conversation. I think Mike and I will have that at some point. I don't think it's in the plan for me to play this week, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'm fully on board. If he wants me to go out there and play, I'll play. If not, then I won't.
There you go.
Okay.
So one guy says we're playing, and the other guy's like, "If I'll do it, and if I don't, I won't."
Stay by your phone, man. I may need.
Thank you, sir.
I think that's my favorite.
That's
Tom.
So
one
appropriate,
one.
Right?
There. I just gotta say, man. It just is jarring to me to see. Oh, by the way, Rodgers, at the ripe age of 41, the clear first ballot, no brainer, Hall of Famer, Aaron Rodgers. Found himself in the social media. Here's a clip from practice.
Oh my
to
gosh.
Give you the prism that he stinks and the whole season's going to be terrible. He found himself in that barrel this week.
I sent that to you.
Well, I mean, you were one of many who sent it.
Okay, good. Okay, I wasn't alone.
I mean, it was all over Threads, and of him just going through some foot drill, going through, I guess, these cones or whatever the hell he was trying to negotiate with his feet, and everybody thinks he can't move and he's an old man and he's going to be a sitting duck and the Steelers are going to stink.
It was pretty bad.
Well, I mean,
it looked great.
All right.
Wait, you thought it looked fine or?
It's not that I didn't think it looked good. All right. It's not that I didn't think it looked fine. It's not that I thought it looked fine. I'm just saying, what if that was like rep one and he's 41 and it takes some time for him to get going?
It's like us when I get out of bed.
Yeah.
We're not football players.
I understand that, but I'm using the analogy that it's just maybe he did it again 5 minutes later and he looked a hell of a lot more spry. And he's just, or he didn't, he's like, screw it. I know how to get through this practice. I don't need to do this crap with the footwork. I'm just going to go through the paces here because I need to start working actually over here on that or over there on this. This stuff with the footwork, like, what the hell? And somebody shows it, and then all of a sudden the Steelers are going to be 6-11, and he's going to stink, and it's going to be Mason Rudolph in no time. Uh-oh, Will Howard banged his hand on a helmet, which is terrible for that kid, by the way, because this is the time when he's going to get in. This is the time he's going to get these moments. For him to actually get in there, I'm sure he would like the opportunity Shedeur Sanders is getting for the Browns. Where, hey, Will, you're going to get out there. Get your reps. Get in there. Congratulations. Put on a Steelers uniform. A dream come true for you. And now he's going to miss the preseason? Potentially? Because he banged his hand on his helmet? That sucks. But, you know, it just is so jarring to me again that the Steelers and Rodgers are together, A. B, that the last 2 years, it's, hey, Aaron, come and show us the way in New York how to do it. Will you please? You know, Saleh brought the 49er way here, but everything else offensively, we need you. You know, let's figure out the offense is yours to basically run. The offense is yours to QC in terms of the game plan. The offensive roster is basically open for us to acquire people that you think will help you. And basically, the locker room is yours to mold. And now he's in Pittsburgh, and he's just the sum of the part, man. Hey, I'll talk to Mike. He wants me to do it? Great. He doesn't want me to do it? All good. I'm just here to help the team. I'm just here to be Aaron Rodgers and my dotage here and try and win a championship for Pittsburgh and, you know, be that rare 2-time winning Super Bowl quarterback for separate teams who are two of the most popular franchises and storied franchises in the history of the NFL.
Here, coach.
So that's it. It's just not lost on me. And I'm assuming that's going to be helpful for Rodgers. And tonight's teams, everybody, Indianapolis at Baltimore, Cincinnati at Philadelphia, Vegas at Seattle. Rank them. I did my power rankings yesterday. Rank them.
Rank the games tonight?
No. The teams. 1-6.
As they stand right now, or
yes,
as we see them?
As we see them for the season.
Eagles clear number one.
I agree. TJ, Eagles clear number one.
Yeah.
Ravens are right there, number two.
Right there, number two. Now the rubber meets the road. Where do you put Cincinnati amongst Indianapolis, Vegas, and Seattle? Top of the list, don't you?
They've got the best offense. They got the most firepower.
Wouldn't you agree, TJ?
Defense still a big question mark.
I think we're in agreement. We're putting the Colts six, right?
Yeah.
Man. And why is that? Just because we're not focused on
the quarterback is. I mean, a lot of people on Twitter pointed out, you know, they did maybe improve the lineup a little bit. Tyler Warren's nice, obviously. They have a good run game.
And I don't even think the Colts are going to be that bad, but just looking at these teams, I think the Raiders will be better. I think Seattle's better.
So then it really is, where do you rank Seattle and Vegas?
Seattle is ahead of Vegas.
Why is that? Why is that?
Building off of what they did last year.
Well, what about Vegas? Improving everything.
Yeah.
Their quarterback situation is vastly improved. Yeah. It's not just somewhat improved.
It's vastly
improved.
Very good.
Their running game is vastly improved. Everybody, this guy over there who's Mr. Skeptic all of a sudden thinks Ashton Jeanty could be offensive rookie of the year.
I mean, he absolutely could.
And him and Brock Bowers with Geno Smith and an offensive line that protects and you can maybe find
offensive line is so-so.
Well, let's.
Wide receivers, I don't know, man. Not doing it for me.
Does it matter?
Kobe Myers and Trey Tucker. I mean, Jack Beck could be good, but.
So you like the Seahawks
above
the Raiders?
They can't throw it 200 times a game to Brock Bowers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like Seattle slightly ahead of Vegas, and the Colts are sixth.
You would agree with that assessment?
I'm with Chris on that one. I think.
I'm going to put Seattle right neck and neck with the Raiders. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, we have them slightly ahead. You have them the same, I guess. Oh. But yeah.
Oh, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins is checking in. So let's take a break
so we can be relatively
on time. For Mike McDaniel, one of our favorites, is checking in from Illinois, where the Dolphins are going through joint practices with the Bears before playing him over the weekend. Mike McDaniel, the HC of MIA, next on the Rich Eisen Show. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial, because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like, and it gives you your best night's sleep, night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference, because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Get early access to Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. 25% off the i8 bed, the most popular, plus free home delivery, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from America's Navy. The Navy offers new graduates hands-on training and experience in careers like computer science, aviation, and medicine, plus education and sign-on bonuses. Parents, help your grads start their career today at Navy.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, you know, I walked in today's studio for today's show, and I said, today's a good day. And then I saw who's on today's program. And I said, no, no, no. It's not a good day.
Ice Cube is wrong.
It's a great day. And that's the way I bring in the head coach of the Miami Dolphins entering his fourth season, Mike McDaniel, here on the program. Yeah. Right? Did I get that?
Happy to be here.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, totally. Right? That's exactly word for word things that I say.
Well, I pay attention. I pay attention.
I think you're referencing a classic case of a setup being perceived as the punchline.
Okay.
So, we don't. I chose to unveil that setup.
Yes, sir.
Not a punchline. To you know, it's what I do to players and people when I sense like you're going through the motions or there's a monotony to your tone of voice. So, but the setup is not the punchline.
Yes.
Punchline is received a little different. I said the setup and dude just kept it moving. So he's either not listening to me or didn't impact him. So then I was just left with a dropped mic. But yes, the idea of the statement.
Yes, sir.
To magnify the fact that life is not infinite.
Yes.
And so this day shouldn't be taken for granted.
Yes.
It's a beautiful statement.
Yes.
With an impactful front end.
Well, the punchline, if you will, just was a little darker than I thought. Like, you know, you normally work a little lighter. You know what I mean?
No, that's the setup.
Ah, okay. The setup is that.
That's the setup.
Mike McDaniel here, everybody.
Let's do it.
Yeah, see, that's the setup.
The dimension.
Void of the punchline is extremely dark.
That's right. So today's a great day is what I'm saying, Mike McDaniel, because you are here on this program. So where have I found you? You're in an establishment housing your team, getting ready for a joint practice with the Bears. Is that where I found
that's
you?
Right. We had probably our best practice. That was pretty difficult, which is why it was good, yesterday. And then, after practice flew as a team. And we will now have a practice in tomorrow joint.
Okay. And so I guess in general, do you like this newish setup of preseason joint practices, then a game against the team that you're joint practicing against? There's just three of them.
I try to load them up every year because as your team grows together, there's a monotony of going against the same opponent or the same scheme. That gets really livened up when you get practice, you know, in some way, shapes and forms. It can be a little more productive than the actual preseason game because you're able to, you know, kind of work on things that you don't want the whole league to see. You can kind of really get a lot of reps, particularly with the starters that you don't want to tackle. So, you don't have them play the whole preseason one game. So all of those things, it's a good competitive part of your team's development for sure.
Okay. And so what are you looking to see over these next 2 days against the Bears and then on Sunday? Like, what are you as the HC of Miami
there's a couple of things going on. So it's the first opportunity that the team is competing against another team.
Right.
Typically our practices, we're competing against each other, which is fun, but that, you know, overall I want to feel the team's energy toward the day of practice. And then, you know, I've really highlighted the opportunity that is natural in joint practices to compete and for young guys to win jobs. So there'll be, a unique stage, you know, kind of built that up with words. So then you go out to practice and you know, the young guys know that it's a great opportunity to get evaluated against different people and really different techniques and fundamentals and see how they adjust to, you know, a better picture of what NFL football is. You don't really go against the same scheme every day ever besides training camp.
Right. Mike McDaniel here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's just jump into Tua, Tyreek, and that conversation that folks in my business have been having.
Well, is this a somber conversation?
No,
I feel like you channeled your therapy voice there.
Oh, hold on a minute. Hey, Mike. So listen, it's great to see you. You know, your quarterback.
You're a fun participant.
This was wild to me that your quarterback steps to the podium and just talks openly about stuff that's going on behind the scenes, maybe with him and his receiver and the rest of the team needing to come together for obviously team binding purposes here after Tyreek ended the season the way he did last year. And I'm wondering, were you aware that Tua was going to go to the podium about that sort of thing? Clearly you got your finger on the pulse, but I'm just wondering if you knew this was going to be so open for Tua.
Yeah, no, I think that's a you know, if you're trying to be great at anything, if you're trying to be better at things, if you're trying to evolve, if you're trying to be, if you want your team to be better, you want to be a better leader. I think that was something that, you know, at that point, to the credit of the conversation, that the two men were working on a relationship. I think, both parties were just kind of tired of, and just over the semantics of it. Like, hey, these are people that are working on the relationship. I think the power in that is, both of the players have like most relationships, you learn and you grow. And when you invest, you go through whatever, but the relationship becomes more real. So I thought it was a maturation or a graduation of Tua as the leader of the team. And also I think it speaks to how healthy they are because, haven't been that many opportunities for the public to see him interact. But as time passes, you'll see a more connected, relationship and really they're not hiding from anything. I think there's something empowering from their standpoint when they are on the platform that they are on.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're as astute as they come. Us who talk about it think that that's got to be a negative as opposed to, hey, it's two guys getting something out or a team getting something out together, and you can actually grow into a collective that's more healthy and open, and that's part of your gig too, is to sure that thing through.
Well, so. More often than not, you're probably right. That's kind of erroneous for this particular situation. And I think that's you're seeing people evolve in different circumstances. People go through stuff and you have a choice to mature and grow or be the same. And I think those two seem to be up for the challenge. I see better than I hear, and I see a better relationship based on the facts of the moments that I see them spend and the investment and the plans that they make and how many times they've hung out with each other this off season. And they've been over to each other's houses and invested the time. You get out what you put in. So they're putting in the work that's real and transparent.
So, and obviously though, it will come time to play football. And would you consider this matter put to bed then? Mike McDaniel.
I think the matter is one of two things. It's a tipping point for evolution or I think it matters in that, the way that they're approaching it as a source of a creation of a very strong relationship that needed to be mended. I think so to that point, there's a lot of scenarios where you could choose for it to reveal itself again, but that's not healthy, direct communication that's straightforward to the point of mass media. So I think there it serves as a point that if you put in the work and there's the right intentions that they'll be proud of.
How's Darren Waller looking?
He's looking fantastic. I can't wait till he looks even more fantastic on the field. He's we're progressing. Just a little tricky right now. He's kind of within this week, if all things were normal, you know, we'd probably see him. Kind of tricky to pull a guy out of retirement and start practicing in a joint practice.
Right.
And that's kind of after this joint practice, we have two joints against Detroit. So we're trying to figure out that timeline. It's sooner than later, but he's doing very well.
Will you take me in, just do me a favor here, your meetings with Tua. What do you talk about? Like, what's the granular? What's the macro? It's just in general, when you're sitting there with your quarterback, Mike McDaniel. And
well, it's that's an evolving process based upon where we're at right now. Our conversations center a lot around, you know, for him, I don't think his practice starts until there's a play that he's mad at himself for.
Huh. Is that right?
So then when he's pissed at himself, then practice starts, because that's, you know, as the competitor, he is where he's at in his game within the offense. And as a leader, the moments we're training are not moments of high fives and we're on a heater. How do you, you know, develop your game to have the mental fortitude to, be able to stay on the field, compete when necessary, protect yourself out of harm's way. All of those things are a mental strength that, you know, we try to work through, you know, other types of noise in practice that, you know, he's working on managing how he plays the game and making sure that it's very good. Yes. And very available.
How do you coach that though, man? Like, how can you possibly coach something as esoteric of knowing when to give up, when you also want to stoke a competitive spirit that's obviously as A+ as they come? How do you do
well
that?
I think you you know, my starting point was without hesitation truly trying to paint a picture of the ramifications of the, you know, as it was scramble first down.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the consequence after, the true gravity and how it affects the team and all the cause and results. I think that's the starting point. Then the different tools are your coaching are based off of, all right, where has he failed in previous circumstances? Well, he's failed when he doesn't like how he's playing and he's gonna get a first down so we can stay on the field and he's not facing failure again. To me, that training, how do you train that? Well, I'm training when he's pissed. That's why that's our conversation, because that's a mental ability where you have to go to a place beyond competition and really and be able to think clearly. So every time he gets competitive, we're working on him thinking clearly, because that it not easy by any stretch.
Right.
Not easy, but nothing that we've signed up for is remotely easy.
A few minutes left with head coach Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins. How's my guy? Yeah, please do. Hydrating. I can't have you cramping in the middle of this interview. I can't have it.
It's my voice.
By the way, do I have a like a therapy voice? Did I really do that? Like,
yes, you do. It's like that. A comforting, like, this is a safe place where we're going. So just let go.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like, you know, I'm listening.
It's a talent. Listening. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. How's my guy Kenneth Grant doing? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing.
What a beast! What a beast!
He is, and he's, you know, getting challenged from his veteran teammates.
Okay.
In ways rookies traditionally don't, because they see his ability to help us early in ways that rookies traditionally don't. So that kind of microscope is not easy for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of that high demand. Of, you know, I don't see them doing anything, giving any outs to a rookie mistake. And he's embracing that for the respect and regard that that truly is. So he's making plays at the beginning of practice. He's making plays at the end of practice. And realistically, he's intentionally approaching every day, which with him, he's a high effort player that has athleticism. So if he does that, we'll be just fine.
Well, obviously, again, me calling him my guy and me being a Michigan guy is not enough of a tell that I'm biased. He's not 13th overall in the draft talent. He's top five. I mean, that guy is as good as they come, and he dropped to you in a way that I think you're already seeing what he can do. Champion as well. And so you're saying the OGs are giving him, is that Phillips, the Chubb, these are the guys?
No. It's the guys you depend on to keep it real. Okay. Like part of the hardest thing for young players is when their talent's recognized, maybe they skip a step of how you prepare appropriately to have sustained success and really development, a la Zach Sealer, who every year gets better. Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Jordan Brooks, Benito Jones, the veterans that are in his corner, are the list is long, but the biggest key is that he's been a football guy first and foremost, and I can tell he understands what's going to be asked of him and how his teammates are going to have to rely upon him. So that's the biggest thing, is there's a concerted effort to bridge the gap of being a rookie and having some veteran player production.
Yeah, I mean, Sealer getting paid, and obviously, anything you could tell me about – you got Chop Robinson there as well. I mean, healthy, you've got yourself a heck of a front seven for sure. And then in a couple minutes I have left with you, I want to hit the back end before I send you on your Illinois way right there. Mm-hmm. But what do you got for me on Phillips, Chubb? What do you think? Week one, we're ready? They're ready?
There's football's football, but as it stands now, that's we are going to be healthy week one until football says otherwise. So we feel that we have a strength in our pass rush, and a lot of things we'd like to do is feature, something we think we have in a ton of guys that are very, very good players in this league. And the culmination of that, the group, they kind of all walk to the same beat of, the true, lunch pail type workers that have a true effect on the young players, which is gigantic for our team and every team in the league, with how much roster turnover there is every year. So I feel very good about how they're really going for their very best selves. And I think we can have some productive football if we keep it up.
Right. And if we spoke a month ago, first of all, you wouldn't be in Illinois. And secondly, I would have started this interview that it's a good day. I didn't know about the whole great thing. But we'd be talking about Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Instead, we got Minkah Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller. It's a very rare situation for a team to make a switch as late as the Dolphins did. How do you think this has made you better, Mike?
Well, I'm just looking at the team that we have and the pieces that did come to us have added value to the group that was working for the 8 weeks in the off-season program together. So I both guys are at the prime of they want to make an impact on the game of football and have at the prime of passion. And both of them can play close to the prime too. So, they've both come to the team with the mindset that they're going to add value with the expectation, like everyone else, that you're going to see the best version of them that you've ever seen. So you can't ask for more from veteran players when they're approaching their their day-to-day tasks to get better and not stay the same.
How's your Spanish?
Very, very, I'm a good listener of Spanish.
Okay. Okay.
But don't expect me to say anything back.
Okay. All right. So, you can understand it. You can't really, you're not fluent. You know, you need to be hooked on that phonics in advance of your trip to Spain later this year is what you're saying.
Yes.
Mike.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Very good.
But there's a lot of people in place to support me.
Your 4.5-year-old daughter. Can she help? Can she help on that?
She's working diligently at some point. I hope she is able to communicate with me in several languages, but today is not that day.
Yes. That's the teenage years coming, Mike.
Okay.
That'll be different language, but that's further down the road. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it. It's always good to catch up with you.
Well, it was awesome for me.
Was
it? I hope it was the same for you. Yeah.
It always is. I don't know if you tell that to other people. Do you tell that to other people? Not like, you know, I'm fragile or anything like that, but do you say that at the end of other interviews? You know, it
absolutely
was great for you.
Not.
Okay.
I would never. You are special.
You know what? That's you being the coach that you are. You make everyone around you feel special, and you know, you can scheme it up on top of it.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to hear that in return.
Okay.
That's all.
All good. So do you have a special capri pant set up for week one? What do you got? Like, what do we got? I don't think you got it.
Just because people talk about what I'm wearing a lot doesn't mean I'm super calculated. When I go to the store, I buy the stuff that I think is cool and then I wear it.
All right. And you got the Jordans? You got your Jordans all picked out? You got that all worked out for you?
No? I have no idea what I'm going to wear.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Some off-white Air Force Ones, yeah. I think.
Okay. That seems like that's predicted?
If there's cool ones that are out there, I'll try to get them and then you'll be right. But I don't know what the world has to offer me.
Mike McDaniel, thank you. Enjoy Chicago. Get out of it what you want and look for more of my calls throughout the season. Really appreciate it.
I'll stare at my phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike McDaniel getting set to stare at his phone.
So good. That's our next drop.
Well, I've never been called out for going lower register before.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
You have a nice, you know, tone to your voice. It's Fraser Crane-ish.
I'm listening.
I don't know if that's the reaction you want from a head coach.
That's with all due respect.
Nice. He's going to stare at his phone.
If he can get a pair, Chris. He's the head coach of the Dolphins. He can get whatever you want. Okay.
Make one call. He doesn't have to make a call. They just come to his house.
Yeah.
That was great chatting with him.
I'll stare at my phone.
Hey, man. Dolphins can make the playoffs. You and I both know it. The back end of the defense is a little bit concerning right now. We'll see what happens. They're banged up coming into the season, but if they're healthy up front.
Yeah, Minka's back.
Dude, Chop Robinson, Bradley Chubb, Zach Sealer, Jalen Phillips, Kenneth Grant. That's pretty damn good. They can come hunt, and Grant is outstanding at stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. Outstanding. Like, truly, him and Mason Graham sitting next to each other in Team 144 and last year, Team 145. Two of the best I've seen at stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. And if the Dolphins can do that and be effective and be healthy up front, they got a shot. Tyreek and Tua on the same page. Jaylen Waddle, Achan, Waller. I mean, I didn't even ask about Westbrook and Kine, who is, as you know, somebody from the Titans last year who I really like. Now he's on this team.
Modern day Chris Carter.
Yeah. All he does is catch touchdowns. Right. So good catching up with the HC of the Miami Dolphins. Peter Schwartz has an update right here. Bruce Feldman on Arch Manning, and Arch's grandpa has chimed in on the chat.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You have been here before, and it's always a delight when you are here. My sound man, my sound engineer, my audio executive, as he likes to be called, yeah. Mike Del Tufo, 54-year-old single man or divorced man from the state of New Jersey.
Michael, unfortunately, I'm married. I'm unavailable.
No.
Congratulations.
Well,
find you somebody.
No, here's the thing. It's like, what's the oldest Olaf fan you've ever come across? Who's...
Oh, man, I've come across people in their 90s who are
exactly.
Fans. Yeah.
No, like have all the stuffed animals, have all the...
You'd be surprised. Olaf connects multi-generationally. I mean, there are people who are in their 80s and 90s who, like, have Olaf paraphernalia, who let me know how important that character is to them. And I think the reason that so many people connect to that little guy is there's a sense of like childlike wonderment that I think a lot of us forget that we have even when we're older, and it reminds us of the purity of looking at the world with our glasses half full optimism that Olaf brings to the table.
Because Mike, do you want to say something to him?
It's a great character.
No. You've got how many Olaf items do you have in your house? What's the grand total?
I have the full size one.
Okay.
Then every miniature. I have like the full size one, and then I have multiple. I got a mug.
What's a grand?
I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
probably
I'm
6.
I'm gonna have to sign something for you.
Yeah.
Guys.
No. Totally.
There you go.
So but I mean, personalized.
And I have one in the cup holder in the rear of my one car.
That's not weird at all. By the way, that's not a metaphor for anything.
It's in the back. That's my co-pilot.
That feels like a hostage situation. That one I don't know if I approve.
He's my co-pilot.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot before I go. Can you, how would Olaf term the drafting of Tua Tagovailoa to the Dolphins? Can you tell me what Tua thought about that draft or beating the Patriots and knocking them out of the bye week position? Do you got something for me on that front, Josh Gad?
I love everybody equally, and I would tell you that it never gives me joy to see any team down on its luck, except if that team is the New England Patriots, who've had it coming for a long time. So bye-bye. Have fun in the gutter.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was fantastic.
Josh, you're the best, man. You're the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's stay in touch, okay?
You're the best. And I'm cheesy, Pats fans. I love you guys. I just don't like the fact that you win every freaking season.
That's a diehard Dolphin fan right there, Josh Gad. And many of his appearances on our program, you can find it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Bruce Feldman's going to be joining us shortly on the program in studio, and then Oz the Mentalist back here again. TJ Jefferson's favorite warlock will be here.
Oh, it's like vampires. You don't invite them into your house,
no,
man.
This is not like sinners. This is not like sinners. Not
inviting
like
demons
at all.
In, bro.
It's the antithesis of sinners. Look at that.
Great face.
That's a great one.
That's a great face.
That's when you had your phone hacked.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, well. That's a difference.
What's your passcode now?
Six numbers now.
Six numbers. It was four before. Yeah. It was 1122 for those scoring at home. Really tough to crack.
Yeah, I mean.
Really made it tough for Rose.
1234
back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with professional grade products for every industry. Grainger has you covered. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Admin.
Was this, in all seriousness, and this is not a shot, you know, I respect the hell out of Colin Cowherd. Was it a Colin created thing with Arch Manning and Nick Saban where he said on his show, right?
Yeah. He had said that he had heard that from people that
Nick is going to come out of.
Nick is itching to come back into coaching, and a perfect spot would be with the Browns or whatever. I mean, Nick obviously was on Belichick's staff back in the day.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, Nick wants to get back into coaching, huh? Because I think it looks like he's winning every week. Sitting next to McAfee, looking like Shane Gillis called him Alabama Jones, right, with his hat.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines
of
all of last year's Alabama college game day. Alabama Jones, maybe. I laughed out loud at that one. Heartily. Okay.
Pretty good.
But listen, for Arch Manning to just go 1 year in Texas and be done, he's got to win it all, essentially. Yeah. And also, or get to the mountaintop. Doesn't have to win that last game, but just show that he's mastered it.
Yeah, Heisman finalist. Let's get to the Final Four, maybe the championship game.
And you've said that the Saints, who topped your top five, you've got no shot list, right?
Right.
To win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That if the Saints are first overall on the clock and Kellen Moore's sitting there, and, you know, Arch, who made his bones in the New Orleans prep system, right? And could play for his grandfather's team. Then that's it, right?
Makes too much sense.
Then it'll be one and done. And I don't think, you know, there's much of a mystery, but every now and then we crop up and it crops up. Certainly when Jimmy Haslam is asked in a press conference and his answer is like, well, I know the Mannings. I think he's going to stay. And I was like, hey, Jimmy, your answer should have been, well, we're not going to have the first overall pick here. Next question.
Right.
Because if the kid comes out, he's going to be first overall, most likely, and we're not going to be in position for him, no matter how many draft choices we have in our arsenal. That said, Jimmy Haslam may have been onto something. Archie Manning has entered the chat, telling Texas Monthly in an interview when asked about leaving at the end of the season and entering the 2026 National Football League draft, quote, Arch isn't going to do that. He'll be at Texas, end quote. Says Archie Manning. Says the man whose his grandson was named after, right?
The patriarch.
The patriarch, the man who is the architect. Arch isn't going to do that. He'll be at Texas. Well,
good thing it's his decision.
Exactly.
I don't think he's implying that, Chris. I just think...
I don't know. It sounded like it to me.
Obviously, at the end of the day, there is one person whose thumb will be the most heavy on the scale, and it will be the thumb attached to the golden arm of Arch Manning. I understand. But... this is an indication going into the season and could also be Archie saying, let's not ask this kid this question all season.
Exactly.
Long.
It's like, let him play.
Let's not have
that
this the first
pump
question
the
after Arch plants the flag in the middle of Ohio Stadium on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Let's not have that the first question.
Well, if he goes 4 touchdowns, 300 yards, and they beat Ohio State, guess what? The hype train's only going to get that much more fast.
I understand what the hype train would be.
You know?
And if that happens, I will not know if Arch has been asked that question in the post-game press conference because I will be blackout drunk happy.
Good.
Okay? Like, I will be... like Matthew McConaughey.
I mean, we're all hook 'em on that day.
You know, I'll be doing the whole chest thing. You know, I'll do that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. I won't know. You'll have to let me know if that's the first one. Because, again, It's the last weekend before the
That'll be Jenny Taft on the sideline,
I'll
right?
I'll be at home. I'll just be doing nothing. You know, I'll be doing absolutely nothing that Saturday. And I will be blackout drunk. Happy.
What's Gus's nickname going to be for Arch this year?
I don't know. I don't know. The Wunderkind, the Hot Shot.
Autobahn Arch.
No, but Arch.
What about Arch?
Listen, you want to play? You want to talk about four-dimensional Manning chess? Archie might be like, let's just remove this from the table. Let the kid be the kid. Or again, the idea is there's no reason to rush it. The NFL will always be there. Yeah. He also is probably making an NIL mint.
Oh,
and would do so again next year. And this makes no sense to rush it. Albert Breer just putting pieces of the puzzle together. And Bruce Feldman's going to join us in hour two to discuss this and other subject matters of college football, obviously. That the more successful players in their rookie and sophomore seasons in the NFL are ones who have a ton of starts collegiately under their belt. You know, there's no, listen, Brock Purdy may have been the last pick in the draft, but he had like 60 starts at Iowa State. Bo Nix may have been the last of six first round draft choices in that draft 2 years ago, but he had about 60 career starts as well. Jaden Daniels, tons of starts. CJ Stroud, he wasn't just one and done in, you know, at the, with the Buckeyes, you know, so.
I get it. When I talk about this, though, I'm talking
Sarkisian
about.
And Sarkisian knows what he's doing, too.
Diamond, platinum, perfect scenario. This is Heisman Trophy. This is national championship. Right. This is Saints having the number one pick.
That he's done it all. There's no sense in staying.
And the NFL is going to be like, hey, let's get the Saints back to prominence by having the grandson play for his pop's team. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Just don't speak ill of Archie because, as you know, he made me an unofficial Manning about 22 years ago. And I still hold him to that.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
See what we remember.
I had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville.
Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.